Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AOPA Summit in Hartford, Connecticut. I'm with John Doolittle of Sutton James Insurance. John, you've been in the aviation insurance business for a long time. We're in the midst of one of the softest markets that you've seen in a while. That has good things for the customer and bad things for the customer. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, the good things, obviously, right now are it's never been easier or less expensive to get insurance for most kinds of airplanes and helicopters. The bad thing is perhaps down the road we're going to come to a brick wall, but for the moment it's working pretty well.
Why is the market as soft as it is? The premiums are down. A lot of players in the market now?
Yeah, more than I can remember. We've had two companies start operations in the last 3 months. Depending on what you count, we probably have 15 companies right now. And the number of airplanes and pilots isn't growing. It's shrinking, if anything. So we've got more and more companies chasing roughly the same number of airplanes.
Now, you're an independent broker, so when a customer comes to you and wants a quote, you have to go to all those companies. Do you actually go to all those companies for quotes?
We do. We've actually built software just for the purpose of getting to all 12 or 15 companies. So, yes, we do. And that's generally, if we have a customer who's been with us a while, we recommend that people stay with the same company. But we certainly think it's a good idea to check, and if there's a better price, we'll go back to their current company and say, gee, can you do better? Because you've got competition. And usually companies want to hang on to their customers. So we generally run things that way.
Now, there are various segments of the market that are hard and soft. Where are the bright spots and the not-so-bright spots as far as premiums themselves are concerned?
As often is the case, the people that are getting the most benefit out of the soft market are the corporate airplanes flown by professional pilots. These guys are seeing rates, historically low rates. Commercial helicopters, because of accidents and one thing and another, rates really haven't changed as much in the helicopter business. Light airplane people are seeing decreases, although they're nothing in the order of magnitude that the corporate guys are seeing. So ag operators' rates are beginning to come back up a little bit. So it does vary from segment to segment.
And how about high limit policies? Some owners want a million smooth, or they want a million and 5 million. Are those limits more achievable now?
A little bit more, not terribly. We haven't gone back to the days of 10 years ago when 15 years ago when you could buy $5 million for a Bonanza or a Cessna 421. But there are companies that, for the better pilots, will offer two, and there's certainly a widely available excess liability program that will allow you to buy three or four on top of whatever you get with your aircraft. So it is a pretty good time for higher limits.
And what about the light sport market? Are there plenty of insurers around to cover that?
They're not as large a number as there are for guys with medicals, but there's certainly, you can find two or three quotes for almost any light sport airplane. The easiest ones are the legacy airplanes. The next easiest kind to get insurance for are the Cub clones, the airplanes that are out there in greater numbers. The problem the insurance companies have with light sport is the large number of makes, models, and concerns about support and cost of getting parts to repair them and that sort of thing.
They just don't have the familiarity with those models, I guess.
That's part of it. And part of it is a concern that in a year this company in Eastern Europe isn't going to be making this airplane anymore. Parts are going to be very expensive if they're not widely produced or easily available.
Okay, well, thanks very much, John.
Thank you.
This is Paul Bertarelli with John Doolittle of Sutton James reporting from AOPA Summit in Hartford, Connecticut. Thanks for listening.